In this parasha of Tazria Mitzera, this is one place where the Torah speaks such great length about the Tumas Mitzera. And anything which the Torah speaks about at greater length, this comes to emphasize the importance. As the Chofetz Chaim points out, we're told, Yofa Sichasen Shel Avdei Avos Yoytzei Mitorah Shleima Shabanim. And we're told that even the talk of the slaves of the Avos, of our forefathers, is Kadosh Baruch Hu was more dear to him than the Torah Shleima Shabanim, because he could have entire halachas, important halachas, which are learned out from one word, and the talk of the Avdei Avos was repeated twice, the parasha of Lezi and Rivka. So the same Cheshman, the Chofetz Chaim says, when we talk about things like Lashon Hara, things like that, was an entire parasha. Parashas in Mitzora, entire parashas was taught about that. So certainly that comes to teach the person the importance. And we find about the Tumas Mitzora special chumras that we find nowhere else in the entire Torah. First of all, the Bonav Yoshev, that he asked the Mitzora, has to go outside of the entire camp, all three machnas. No tumah in the world, where it's tumas meis, or tumas ziba, is a person outside, excluded from all the machnas. Another thing we find, that the kohen has to pour on the hand of the Messiah, on the head of the Messiah, things which are, by no korbanos, only by the Mitzorah. And also we find, that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, in order to enter the Kodesh HaKodshim, he has to bring Ketoros. And the Gemara tells us that Ketoros is mechaper not on Lashon Hara, on Avat Lashon Hara, something which is a borderline, a remez of Lashon Hara. So this is the Kodesh HaKodshim on Yom Kippur. So you see the extreme importance that the Torah places on speech, because even though the Mitzorah, the Saras, a miracle which comes for seven Avoinos, but the primary one is Lashon Hara. And the Mashal explains that even though for the other types of sins that it comes for, there can also be a Mitzorah, but for the other types, sometimes it's sufficient that it's a Mitzorah Muzda, a Mitzorah with a temporary status, that there has to be yet decided whether it will be a complete Mitzorah. But for Lashon Hara, you become a Dafka Mitzorah Mukhlak. So the Mashal says in Erechim, in Tazayim. So we see the tremendous importance the Torah lays on the power of speech. And the reason for this is, and many reasons. The first reason is that the difference between man and beast, as with the Torah, and the beginning of the Torah tells us that a human being is the Ruach Mamalala. It's the Nefesh Chaya. The Targum says the human being was the Nefesh Chaya. Vayipuch ve'apach nishmas chayim. Ve'benishlam bruch. He breathed in the person, the living soul. He became the Nefesh, the Ruach Chaya, the Nefesh Mamalala, a speaking creature. So this distinguishes between man and animal speech. So, if so, this is the criteria, the basis of what a human being is different than an animal. So, if the speech goes wrong, then this is one of the most basic premises that there is. And the Chofetz Chaim goes on further to tell us, he says that there's an amazing miracle. He says, anything you do, you have to have an order from the brain. For instance, if I want now to hit the table, I think I want to hit the table. If I want to walk, I give an order, now walk. But he says when a person formulates letters, like the word Vayadabir, this comes from five different places. Some come from the lips, one syllable comes from the lips, one from the tongue, one from the teeth, one from the throat. The person doesn't have to think, now I'm moving my lips, now I'm moving my throat, now I'm moving my teeth. Because Baruch Hu, he says, made a different savior in the world in order that a person could accomplish. Because he has to speak so much in his lifetime. says if a person would have to start thinking every time he uses his lips and his tongue and his teeth and his throat, it would take him an entire day to learn one parsha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the normal Seder and all that a person should accomplish. He says, that's the pshat in the Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not tired. Why am I tired when you don't keep the mitzvahs? He says, because I've done such a toiva to humanity that these things work automatically in order that a person should accomplish so much. Well, through speech. And when he uses this power destructively, then this toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave causes the person the greatest amount of tzaras. Because, as we're told, that every word, just as in Torah, every word that a person speaks is another mitzvah. So the same thing is, in Lashon Hara, either speech, every word a person speaks is another aveira. And the Chofetz Chaim explains, as a pasuk, Rabbos bonos asu chayel, v'ata liso kulana. Many daughters, this is referring to Torah study, to speech, are a valor, and they're not chayel. They do tremendously at war. You're beyond all of them. So let's take an example. For instance, we're here a small little country like Panama. If they made a war, decided to make a war with China. You know, it's not like a joke. Where a couple hundred thousand people make a war with a billion people, even if they'll come by foot without any weapons. That take over the country. It's a joke. As the Chofetz Chaim explains, he says that any time a person does a mitzvah, it's tremendous. You get an angel in heaven. But then many times a person can do a mitzvah, it can take them an entire month to finish. Next day he's doing a big mitzvah. Then the shidduch for somebody, the Shem Shemayim, without money, putting in effort. But it may take him an entire mitzvah, an entire month, to create one mitzvah. So if you accompany Yom HaDin, they weigh and heaven, the scale, besides the importance of each mitzvah, the quality, the way, the number of mitzvahs. I call it the Rabbi Meister. So here one person comes with, I need other mitzvahs, very important, wonderful. But there's a certain number, there's only a few. But a person will come with Talmud Torah, that every word is another mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim makes the cheshbon, a person can speak 200 words in 1 minute. So therefore, it's in an hour. You have 12,000 mitzvahs. In a day, you have to learn an entire day. One day, you can have 120,000 mitzvahs. He says, Rabbi's mother told the Chayil, many have made war, wonderful. You come there with millions and hundreds of millions of soldiers. How can you compare this to such a battle? And the same thing refers just as Torah on study on the positive side, so there's Lashon Hara on the negative side. And the Chofetz Chaim explains, he says, that sometimes people are afraid to study the subject because they say, I don't think I'll be able to be completely careful, so I don't want to get involved. So he says that's comparable to you saw somebody running to the bus. So he asked him, what are you running? So I'm going to work. He says, what? You think you're going to become Reichman? What do you mean? Because I'm not going to be a billionaire, I should make a promise. I'm just feeding my family. I'm running to the bus to go to work. Well, so I said, I won't be a billionaire. For that reason, I shouldn't go to work and get a job. So Chofetz Chaim says the same thing is that person in Lashon Hara, even if he wouldn't be able to finish, but each second that a person is quiet, he's zoicha to the Or HaGadol. It says to the Or HaGadol, to the light that no one in this world has seen. And he explains further that when a person thinking about it, the more you think about the subject, Torah tells us, just like by sitzes, when you see something, you think about it, you remember. The same thing when you approach the subject, and you think about it, even if it helps a little bit, he says, let's say it'll minimize 4 words a day. There's 4 words in a day, 4 words less a day than in a month, it's 120 words. And in a year, it's really close to 1,500 words. And in the lifetime of a person in 70 years, it's close to 100,000 words. So each word that a person speaks creates an angel which will prosecute him in the Yom HaDin if he speaks Lashon Hara. He says, from 4 words a day, that he studies the subject and he spoke 4 words a day less, there'll be a difference of 100,000 angels. 100,000 scientific angels. That's an army. There'll be such a difference. He says, do you see the importance of thinking about the study? And we're told also that Moshe Rabbeinu said in Egypt, when he heard that one Jew was talking about another, he said, "Achei noda adavar." Now I know why the Jewish people are suffering more than other, all the nations. But that's a terrible thing to think about. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Now I understand why they're suffering more than all the nations, because a Jew, his soul is connected to a very high place. So when he speaks bad, it has a much greater influence than the Nefesh HaChayim explains from Chaim Volozhiner. And he says that when a Jew thinks even a thought which is improper, he destroys in the Kodesh HaKodshim in heaven more than what Nebuchadnezzar or more than what Titus destroyed in the Beit HaMikdash when he went into the Kodesh HaKodshim and he did an Aveira. Because the soul of a Jew is connected to such a high place. So here we're told that when a Jew, when he speaks Lashon Hara, I know why the Jews were being punished more than all the nations. So here the Torah in this entire parasha speaks an entire parasha to tell us the extreme importance of a person being careful with his speech. But speaking about Lashon Hara, speaking about the subject, a person has to not only control his speech, but he has to get to the roots of the issue. As the Torah tells us, Mir Isha Chavetzayim, or Miyam Lira Stov, Mitzor Shom Chomera, Sur Mira Ve'ase Tov. And it's not enough to be removed from evil, but a person also has to say Tov. He has to do good. And the Reb Chaim Vital brings out, he says, why doesn't the Torah speak about midos? It tells us specifically there's lavim in the Torah, a lav, not to do this avera, not to do that avera, but we don't have lavim for Rashi telling you prohibitions about midos. So he explains that midos are a prerequisite to the Torah. If the person has proper midos, then he's able to fulfill the Torah. If he doesn't have proper midos, then it's impossible to fulfill the Torah. There are prerequisites. So if a person has to be first a human being, then you command him to do mitzvah, a mitzvah, an essay, a prohibition, and so on. First, and he says, it's more important to concentrate the sugar good midos even than the love of the essay, because through the midos Torah, he'll be able to fulfill the entire Torah. And the Chofetz Chaim says that the midah of Lashon Hara depends a great deal upon the meaning of judging a person l'tav tzchus. He says, if a person judges another person favorably, then he realizes many times that he has nothing to complain about the other person. As the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, a story about someone who worked for a person faithfully a long period of time, and he's a rich fellow, and he came to him now, and he asked to be paid. So whatever he asked him to pay him with sheep, pay him with cattle, pay him with cash, he said, he doesn't have anything. So he left the Pachin Nefesh. After he got there, the person came back to him, and he paid him in full, satisfied him to the full extent. So he asked him, what did you think when I told you I didn't have anything? So he said, I thought maybe just at that moment you had just given out and you lent and so on. And he told the parents and everything. So he told them it's true. The same system tied in the kachos and gave him the bracha. Just as you judge me favorably, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo will judge you the kachos also. And the Chofetz Chaim says an amazing thing, which I didn't see in all his writings, that he should say such a thing. He says that it's very easy for a person in the Yom HaDin to win a great deal depends on whether he judges the person the cop chose, and he explains why. So he says a more amazing statement. I'll tell you that in a minute. He says why. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person, midah k'neged midah. It means tit for tat. The way you react, that's the way he treats you. So every person would want, as a pasuk, v'cha Hashem chaseh, ki atot t'shalim l'ish k'tim ha'seyu. You, God, have with you kindness, your kind, that you judge a human being according to his deeds. So yes, what's shot in the pasuk? That's kindness, that you judge a person according to his deeds. That's understandable. The only thing, everyone has to judge a person according to his deeds. That's din. That's normal. You judge a person according to his deeds. What's the harsh and chesed? That thought the Shem Krishna for me might say. So he explains in the Beis and Shemayim there are different ways of judging. You can judge a person with strict judgment, with midas adin. Or you can judge him with midas chesed. Everybody would want to come to judge him with midas chesed. But he says that all depends how you deserve it. Midas negen midas. If you judge other people favorably, when midas chesed, so they look at you favorably also. If you judge a person, that's a pshat nigmar, the shame is in that tiny lekavskos, kach yadin amoka moishka lekavskos. If you judge a person, then, strictly, well, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu judges you with midas adin also. And then it could be a tremendous difference. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for a magnifying, that's midas adin. David HaMelech said, it's a pasuk, he says, ki tzadakti me'eitz Hashem, v'lo rashati me'lokai. He starts off first saying, I'm a tzadik. Then he finishes, I'm not a Russia. The Teretz is Sadakti Meis Hashem. You always Yudkei Vokkei is Midas HaRachamim. And Elohim is Midas HaDin. So David HaMelech says, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu will judge me with Midas HaRachamim, so I know I'll come out of Tzadik. But if he judges me with Midas HaDin, then I know I won't be a Rosha. But a Tzadik, I don't know. So there's a tremendous difference. If a person is judged with Midas HaDin, then me am on the Panach of HaDin. But if he judges a person for Midas HaChesed, a person can come out in an entirely different way. And here's where the Chofetz Chaim says a chiddush. He says that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu will judge a person with Rachmim Gemurim, then even if he has Roma Voidis, he says, well, you bought serum from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he can always find a way that a person can come out on top, Rav Tzchoyim. But as I never saw him say such a statement in any other place, that even if he doesn't roll the voices, but if his boat will judge the person, the Rachman Gemurin, then he can find a way. This is a Shoy Day, this is another Tarek, and then find some way that it'll come out on top. But he says that all depends on how the person acted. And if he judges other person, the cop's schools, and it's a shame that he judges someone else, the cop's schools, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges him also the Kav Zchus. So we see that the midah of the Kav Zchus is a prerequisite in a person properly keeping the Shmir, the Shmiras HaLashon. And the Chofetz Chaim gives another advice also. He says, most machlekshim, most quarrels start over small little things. So he says, he gives a marshal, but there was a person who was a miser. So he decided it's so good to be a miser, doesn't want to spend anything, he decided he's going to eat less also. So he says the first month was not bad, he ate a little bit less. Then, after several months of reducing his diet, he got very sick. So he went to a doctor. The doctor says, you're just starving malnutrition. You have to spend such and such an amount. He has saved maybe 10 pounds. The doctor says you have to pay 500 pounds for medicine. So he ran away from the doctor. I'm sure you're going to pay such money. But he came back a couple months later. And the doctor says, you have to spend even more money. And I don't even know if it's going to help. Tell me how this happened to you. So he told the doctor those stories. He says, you're a fool. Maybe you gained 20 pounds the whole time, and now you got to pay thousands, and who knows if it's going to help. So the same thing is, most quarrels start over small things. He says if a person should have a pushka, He says, this is the pushka that the person says, I'm setting aside a nor and not to quarrel. A certain amount I'm going to lose this year, a nor and not to quarrel. He says, if I think about it, it doesn't have to be a great amount. But he says, if you look at the other end, that because of my question, the person goes down everything he has in this world, it's all beyond his craft, and even the children, even Tinoikis Shabbat, and even Uber Mimeibim, even the embryos, they all went to hell straight away for open for machlekes, and it causes everything to be lost. He says that the pushkin that a person should have in order not to be involved in quarrels is a very small and minute thing. See, whenever it comes to a quarrel, he should say that this is part of my pushkin that I'm willing to move out there, because he says most quarrels start from small little things. And the Chofetz Chaim explains the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, that anything you do with another Jew is included in the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Even a small little thing. Anything that you would want for someone to do for you and you do for him, this is already the mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. For instance, he asks you the smallest favor, change him a bill, pick something up from the floor from him, tell me which direction to go. Is already a fulfillment of the mitzvah of a hafdureyecha kamoicha. But he says, a person should, in the mitzvah of Abbas Yisroel, a person should be mashrish, should enroot in his heart the love of Jews, that they have some sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that might be nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah of Eliyahu tells us, I gave the God in my soul, tell a human being what's good. Umar Hashem Shamimcha. Chesed, the first Mishpat, I was chesed by Tzeh Lechasim Lokecha. And the Torah of Eliyahu says, Sheteh Oyabim Umechabdim V'Yareim Zeh Mizeh. What does it mean, Oyabim Umechabdim V'Yareim? The Torah of Eliyahu says that Oyabim means to care about the other person's money and his honor as you care about your own. Mechabdim means that each human being looks at the other one and sees in him some mile that he doesn't have. Everyone is supposed to look and see, and the other person, this person may be a bigger masnid. The other person may be a bigger bal chesed. Another person may be more modest. Always see in the other person some mile that he excels over yourself. That's the meaning of mechabdim. Oyadim umechabdim. So the Torah of Eliyahu says, Hagei l'cha adem atol. Tell a human being what's good. Sheting oyadim umechabdim v'yareim. Oyadim is to care about his money and his honor as your own. Mechabdim is to find some maila in him over you v'yareim. Meaning if somebody would be a son of a king. So for sure, you're afraid to start up with him. The son of a king, start up with him. The king will be annoyed. So every Jew should have this heritage towards another Jew of oyavim mechabdim v'yareim. And the Chofetz Chaim says, this is what the Tanaz Be'eliyahu says, hagev l'cha adem atol. Tell humanity what's good. He says, because this you need nevuah for. This you need prophecy for. He says, a human being that is old would understand things which are crude. Murder is bad. Stealing is bad. But these type of edla hagoshes, these boring doctrines, these things that you need a prophecy to understand, that all of them, the chaplain, the arrayer, to understand that, that's highly looking on in my toy. This is the essence of the Torah when it tells us the mitzvahs of Shmiras HaLashim, and it includes the mitzvahs of Avot Yisrael and the mitzvah of Akoras HaToyev. And there's another source for all of Lashon Hara, and for most sins. The Torah tells us that the Torah, and when he comes to become pure, he takes an Agudas Ezel. We're told he takes this because that's something which is low, that a person should not be, often of the sin of Lashon Hara comes from Gaiza. A person talks about other people because he thinks I'm the savior, I must be somebody choshev. as the Chofetz Chaim paskens, the Chofetz Chaim, he paskens, that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, not only is he over the loving of Lashon Hara, but he's over the love of Gaiba also, because if you wouldn't think, if a person wouldn't think that I'm so and so, that I'm so and so, and I'm the Seder, I'm in order, then he will always speak about another person. He realize that I'm full of chesedus myself, as they say, the person in the glass house, why is he throwing stones? And this is the Stipler says that there's no midah toiva which brings a person to Tyra more than the midah ta'anava. And actually, a person should realize that everything a person has is given to him from God, whether it's wisdom, whether it's money, whether it's power. Everything, he was set up the way he is. Everything, yeah, you were born into where you were born, yeshiva, your mental abilities, your midah. One thing a person gives, a koach ha-bechira, free will. And that, who knows who's doing better, you or the next person. Each person, according to his temperament and his midos, he's acting in a certain way. The only thing you're giving, you were set up in the situation where you are. The one thing that you give is the bechira. And who knows, according to that bechira, chitagil im komo, who's doing better. So how can a person be balgaiva over another human being? And more than that, if a person realizes that every step in life is just a kindness from the Ribbono Shel Olam, every breath, any mitzvah that we do, Eino Yocholoi, we're told the Yitzhar, a person could not conquer for natural help with the Ribbono Shel Olam. How could a person think that I am great or independent? Every second he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we find about modesty, all daily Yisrael were all humble, and they all respected everybody, even the most simple people, with the greatest respect. Would you ask us, it would seem, Moshe Avraham Avinu, he says about himself, I'm upper mate. When it comes to the most simple people, Arabs, he's mechabed them, the greatest cause, Adoni. And it's not false honor. Be false honor, then the Torah hates falseness. What's the seichel? How can it be? Can anybody, if you don't realize he's a million times greater than them? The Torah says there's two ways to look at every act. When you come to yourself, you have to look at the truth, the reality. What is a person in reference to God? What is he in reference to eternity? So any human being in reference to eternity, a person has specs, an okay upper base. When you speak to or think about another person, you have to think it the opposite. How difficult it is to do something good. Now, the Yitzhara, you have to judge him in a different perspective. You have to judge him with chesed. So Avraham Avinu, he takes the mishpat for himself. Not this mishpat is stopping, commands his children. The mishpat he takes for himself and the chesed he takes for others. And the person looks with that outlook in life. So anything another person does is something great. He finds ways of mechabdim zazah, of the other person is better. And when he judges himself with truth. And the Ben Ishchai explains, when do you say in life, a person should say, B'shvili nibra olam, the world is created. And when do you say, Anokhi ofer vapor, Anokhi tolat loish? He says the answer is, Olam yiro adam matas mechat zichai mechat zizakai. A person is always supposed to see himself as half. Half gives you the right attitude. You can't give up hope. What do you mean give up hope? The act I may do now may save the world. You can't be complacent about either. You may just fall over on the other side. So realizing your half gives you the initiative, gives you the power not to give up hope, and gives you the motivation that it's important to do what you do now. And from these entire parishes, and with this I'll finish, but these entire parishes that speak so much of the extreme importance of speech, that we should realize how this must be channeled towards the positive. If speech is so powerful that every word is either another Aveira or another Mitzvah, then they have to be utilized. And we're told, if somebody is Mekadosh and Isha, and they're not sending Tzadik Gomor, even if he was a Rosh his entire life, but now he's 98 Mekadosh, some are here at Tshuva Beligwa, maybe the Tshuva. But if you married a woman, I'm not Shevi Chacham. And for 98 years, he never learned. And now he says, I'm an Asani Chokham. The Kedushin wouldn't be how. Because where has he become a Chokham? He never learned. See, you see that for Rosha, how bad it is, but it's possible to be Tshuva. But what you don't accomplish today, what you don't learn, you'll never know. And that's a lesson that a person has to grasp today and realize and appreciate the great gift that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave of speech and utilize it properly.